Hey, yo, what's up, man? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy King, or your man's King. I know it's like 2:30 in the morning, but I'm on break, you know what I mean? I'm doing what I gotta do, so, you know, I'm working overnight, man. Now, what I'm doing is I'm coming to y'all, basically giving, you know, back to like the earlier video that I had made, basically stating why. So this is gonna be like a series, maybe like a, you know, it's like a part one to this particular one, but I'm gonna call it Why Do. Okay, so you know, just a brief recap. I was watching the Steve Harvey show. He had some about four ladies on the show, and they basically were, you know, stating why do men have such a hard time accepting a woman after she's cheated. So basically what I'm gonna do in this is just give my reason as to why I believe, or at least my perspective on why we have such a hard time. Now, the thing is, it's not to say that it's right for men to do it. You know, and I wanna put that out there. I'm gonna just give my perspective. Now, I, for one, I'm not gonna be around here trying to put my thermometer, you know, checking every chick temperature. You know what I'm saying? Like with my thermometer, I'm not gonna do that. The reason why is because I don't know what you have, and I don't need you covering me. You know, I need to be covered spiritually. You know, we talk about being covered, but physically, I don't know what you have going on inside of you, whether it be mental, whether it be emotional, whatever's going on. I don't need whatever you're dealing with to cover me. And when it comes down to a female, actually, you know, hello, Latrice. the reason why I think mentally for us as men, when a woman has cheated, whether it's, you know, whether it's a, you know, wife, girlfriend, when you know that, you understand that she has allowed someone to enter her. They have placed something in her. And you know, when you think about that, you're like, oh man, hey, how you doing? Just giving my reason as to why I believe men have a hard time accepting when a woman cheats, when she has sex with someone else besides you. So I'm just giving my perspective on it. So I think that when we know that another male, or you know, someone else has been able to enter, you know, that place which is only supposed to be meant for you, you know, it causes a thing psychologically to where we start thinking about everything that has been deposited. Now, not just spiritually, but you know, I mean, they teach us in sex ed, you know, like if you kiss one person that's kissed five other people, you kiss those five other people. And I think we mentally have that same, that same thought is like, okay, if you went and was intimate with some other man, or, you know, you were intimate with someone else, you allowed them, you know, now if I come and I decide to be intimate with you, then psychologically I'm now being intimate, you know, with that person. Pause. I think it just messes with us because, you know, we know when we, you know, go in, you know, when we decide to pull our car in the driveway, you know, we don't want someone else's car in that driveway. You know, we don't need another car leaking oil on our driveway, you know, or making a mess on the driveway. You know, we don't, you know, need, you know, a SUV in the driveway when we just got a, you know, Mazda Miata. You know, is those different things that play on our psyche. I believe, you know, as a man, we have a problem with it. And like I said earlier, me, I'm not gonna go drive in my car in anybody's driveway, because I don't know who been in your, you know, I don't know who been in your driveway. I don't know who been in your garage. You know, I don't know what you got in your garage. So I most definitely don't wanna put my car in there and then, you know, come out with something that's unremovable. You know, I don't want that tie. And then, you know, when you get into the spiritual side of it, you know, they say, you know what I mean, being interconnecting. So, you know, for you, and then, you know, for us to come, you know, to try to connect, I mean, it's kind of, I think it plays with it, you know, if we know. Now, the thing that they did say was, you know, well, maybe, you know, you shouldn't ask, or, you know, something like that. But then you go into other things, because I think it makes it 10 times worse if, yes, ma'am, yes, soul ties. I think that it goes even more if you don't say something and that man finds out later, you know, that I think it makes it worse, because now you've lied and you've, you know, connected with another, you know, man. And now he, you know, he's thinking, oh man, you know, how can I, you know, how can I keep going? You know, I mean, and it's the same thing. I'm pretty sure that, you know, females, I mean, and Ms. Davis, if you feel, you know, some way like that, you know, you may feel the same way if you know, shoe was on the other foot, you know. And that's why I said in the video earlier, you know, I wanted people to, you know, to DM me, message me, let me know your thoughts, comment, like, share, you know, let me know, you know, how you feel about it and what you think. I'm just giving my perspective, and I like others' perspectives as well, you know, because, you know, as I say, you know, my motto is, here at King's Corner, everybody's royalty. So I'm not, you know, shutting out anybody. I like for, you know, for there to be a dialogue, a real dialogue, and we going back and forth to get some understanding so that there's clarity. You know, like I said, I want not just for this to be something that is one-sided, or for it to be, you know, just all laughs and jokes and stuff like that. I want to be able to leave, you know, I want all of us to leave enlightened, empowered, you know, thought-provoking, you know, and things of that nature, and to have a good time and to be able to walk away and say, hey, you know what, you know, now I can look at something differently. You know, maybe you didn't see it a certain way. So, you know, that's really my part of it. What I think is just that and that soul tie, like Ms. Davis said here in the comments, that soul tie, that's not something that can just easily be broken. You know, I mean, you can't just decide to be intimate with a person and then think, okay, it's one and done, or, you know, have them any time, you know, and just think that, oh, that was 5 years ago. You know, I remember, Juanita Bonham in No More Sheets. I remember when she said something to the extent of, it was a guy that she had been intimate with, and so, like, she, you know, left him alone, was praying, fasting, doing all of this stuff. She ended up running into him, like, after she was done fasting or something like that, ended up having sex again. Like, it's like, it's not just that easily broken. You can't just be like, oh, I'm done, or I'm not gonna mess with it, or something like that, because we are gonna keep that thought the same way women gonna do. Women, y'all keep that thought, you know, y'all, I mean, even if y'all don't bring it up all the time, if, you know, y'all keep that in the back of y'all minds, if y'all know, you know, that your, you know, man, you know what, you know, if your husband or your boyfriend, if he's done something, I mean, y'all gonna keep that. Y'all like, hey, you know, you ain't gonna be so amped to wanna lay down with him, because you're gonna be like, oh, so, you know, and you're gonna start looking at certain things, and you can, well, you know, you used to not be this way, now you that way. You know, it used to just be this, now you're trying to do extra. You know, it is, you know, everything, you know, things of that nature. I mean, all of those things come into play. I mean, y'all do it, and guess what? We do it too. The fact that, you know, if a guy could just go, you know, running up into everything, and then, you know, he don't got no respect for himself, he don't have no respect for you, you know, he don't have no respect for that female, you know, if, you know, everybody's just, you know, it's just like a cycle. And that's why me, King, or if you look at my Daryl, I don't get down like that, because, like I said, I don't know what you got going on, you know. I mean, it's too many crazy people out here, and I ain't trying to lay down with nobody. Exactly. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, that, you know, that's what we taught in sex ed, that, you know, when you, if you kiss a person that's kissed 5 or 10 other people, you basically have kissed those 5 to 10 other people. You know, it's not just something that, you know, Listerine and brushing your teeth and peroxide and alcohol are not going to take that away. You know, I mean, I don't care how much you like, oh, you know, I'm you know, I'm clean and that was such and such time ago. Nah, it's still there. It's still, you know, there's still a residue, in a sense. You know, there's a residue. There's still a remnant of that individual or individuals. However, you know, like, I'm not being judgmental or anything like that. I'm not, you know, casting judgment or you know, anything like that. But this is like science as well. You know, it's proven. You know, those things are proven. And like I said, that's what we're taught in, you know. Yeah, see, now that's when you start getting into, you know, the spiritual side of it, the things that begin to come. It's because, yeah, I mean, you've connected your soul, your spirit, you know, you've connected intimately with this person. And that right there, Ms. Davis, that right there is why like I said earlier, I don't go parking my car in everybody's garage. You know, I don't go checking their chick temperature with my thermometer. I don't care what she look like. I don't care what she say, I don't care, because I don't want their struggle. I mean, I got enough going on. So why in the world would I want to take their struggles? You know what I'm saying? I got enough. And then the thing is, how does that look for me to go sleeping around and then bring that back home and give that to my wife? You know, I know Miss Alicia, because I remember when you changed your name on Facebook. Because every time I see your pictures, I'll be like, what happened? You know, like, her name, I don't remember Latrice. You know, I remember Alicia. But yes, ma'am. I mean, it's very it's very real. I mean, shoot, if you want to get on, let me know. I mean, I'll tag you in here. I got a little more time. You know, can put you on if you got any insight, anything that you want to say, you know, in regards to it. I don't know how to add you, but if you want to send me something, I'll add you in the video here. You know, I mean, I want for this to be, you know, shared everywhere. You know, like I said, I think because it's something that, as men, you know, we don't really talk about it too much. And then as, you know, women, they want to, you know, because I've heard it too many times. I've heard it on, you know, the Steve Harvey Show. I've heard it on, you know, in other, you know, conversations where it's just like, you know, oh, you know, men just don't want to accept when women do it. But it's fine for them to do it. And it's like, no, it's not fine for us to do it. It's just, you have to understand, like, where we are mentally when it comes down to when you do it. Now, if a dude just don't care, yeah, he gonna do it, and then he gonna be like, oh, well, it happened. Like, no, anybody with some sense, with common sense, with morals, they not gonna be like, oh, well, it just happened. I'm back, you know, or, oh, I'm crying, I'm sorry. No. Like, if I really love and I care for you, like, you know, I say I do, whether that be, because, I mean, let's be honest, we know everybody that's having sex ain't married. So whether you married or you got a boyfriend or, you know, girlfriend, we know these things are happening. But you got to understand, when a female has allowed that to happen, I mean, man, that put us in a whole nother place. You know, like I said, my perspective. That's why I think it is. That's why I think it's hard for men to handle that, is because, you know, I be something, you know, and you don't want to see your mother in any compromising, you know, things. You know, let me see here. Miss Davis, you still, I see you still there. Would you like to be on this here? Send a message or let me know. I'm gonna send you something. Like I said, I want a female's perspective as well. That's why also, if you don't, it's cool, because this is part one of Why Do, you know, my series, I'm gonna call it. And it's part one because I think that a lot of people, you know, they either think about it or they talk about it. I just had another eye. I got some more eyes. I see more eyes. Wave at me. Let me know y'all here. I'm good. Just texting. That's all right. I mean, I'm doing it like this here so people can, you know, I'm going to put a face to everything. You know, I mean, I'm going to have more stuff coming, more, you know, more content. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, if there's anything else that y'all, you know, any other topics, any other, you know, subject matter, you know, I'm giving my perspective on it. And, you know, from a man's perspective, I mean, I'm very understanding. So, you know, I'm able to see it from both sides of the coin. But, you know, a lot of times us as men, we don't really sense or think. Now, the things that are bothering us are things that, I guess I can say that, things that bother us. I mean, we don't really verbalize it. But see, me, I can talk. So, you know, if something's really bothering me, if it's really on my mind, if it's something that I'm really passionate about or whatever, like, you know, I'm going to sit down, think about it, do my research or whatever, and then I'm going to put it out there. None of this is scripted, I mean, as you can tell, but it's all on subject, you know. It's all, you know, on par. So, you know, that's why I said this is part one. I'm almost definitely be looking into doing like a part two, part three, whatever. yeah, very, very true. We really aren't. We keep a lot of things, and that's probably because of how we were raised. So a lot of times we're not as open. How our grandfathers were, or in general, that was around us, you know, they really didn't say too much, or they kept anything suppressed. But when we suppress it, that's why a lot of times we run to other stuff. You know, we start running to alcohol, drugs, women, you know, anything, looking for an outlet. And because I think these are things that bother us. You know, these are things, you know, this type of subject, I think these are things that bother men. And they just, you know, I think it's like an unspoken thing, like a fear that's unspoken. It's like you never speak on that, you know. And so instead of not, you know, when you don't speak on it, instead of handling it the right way, like talking about it, they'll rather go and get revenge or something crazy like that, which it doesn't have to be. But like I said, I mean, that this subject, it goes deep, and it branches off to so much. It really does, because I think we don't want to open up and expose any vulnerability, because then for some, they take advantage of it, and then we begin to look weak because we've expressed that. And I don't see no weakness in it. Trust, you know, you got to be smart, but I mean, don't allow it to eat you up inside. So that's basically why I'm giving my perspective on it, why I think we don't, you know, why we have such a problem with our, you know, with females cheating. Like, it's one thing if you don't know, and if you never found out, and you never knew her past, or you never knew what she was involved in, or what might have happened, you know, years ago, even a week ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to know what's going on. It's like, you'd rather not know. And then that's where you get where a lot of rappers say, I mean, like I said, it goes deep. That's what you get where a lot of rappers are like, oh, I don't care, you know, if you try to, you know, hit my chick, like, you know, big up to you and things like that, because it's like, you'd rather try to disassociate yourself with caring for somebody, because if you found out that they allowed someone else to, you know, to have sex with them, then you're like, now you in your feelings. You know what I'm saying? Now you like that old rich homie Quan. You know what I'm saying? You feeling some type of way. You know? Cool. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I mean, on the, you know, doing things like, it's very true. These are really topics that are not brought up and not talked about. And I mean, not just not talked about with men, but I mean, not talked about, period. You know, where it's like nobody's really discussing it. This may be something that gets talked about behind closed doors, or this may be something that gets talked about probably not even at the barbershop. This may be something that gets talked about at the barbershop, but it goes no further. But nobody's gonna talk about it at the barbershop because there's too many dudes there, and you don't wanna look like a simp. You know what I'm saying? You don't wanna look like somebody that's, you know, like, oh man, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, cause, see, that's another reason why we don't talk about it. We don't talk about it because fear of being, you know, ridiculed, made fun of. You know what I'm saying? You wanna seem like you a man's man, so like you don't care. But let's be for real, dog, like you got feelings. I don't care how strong you try to be. Like, bro, you got feelings. You care about that woman. Even if today's, you know, standard is like, you know, oh, forget it. You know, it's plenty more efficiency and all that type of stuff. And I mean, I even read some, it was some upcoming rapper I saw on Twitter made a comment, said something about like, you know, why these girls be with dudes so long? They need to give somebody else a chance. Like, what? Like, so you like rather, like, that just didn't go over my head. It hit me, and I'm like, this is the mentality of like young dudes. Like, instead of you trying to find you somebody that's committed and that's loyal and y'all can grow together, you'd rather her leave a stable relationship, a good relationship, just to give somebody else a chance. Like, that was like beyond me. You know, I felt like Ha Ha Davis. You know, I mean, this is beyond me. man. But yeah, I'm not gonna prolong this. I'm gonna cut it off. But the thing is share it on the tree. Share it with everybody. I mean, everybody that you can think of, share them, tag them, do whatever, because like I said, this type of stuff, man, got to get out there, and it's going to get out there one way or other. And that's another thing. Marriage is frowned upon nowadays, and people don't take it serious nowadays because it's just looked at as a piece of paper. The vows are not, you know, really, I mean, see, that's a whole nother subject. You know, that's a whole nother episode. But yeah, I mean, vows aren't taken seriously. I mean, as many people as I see that come through this place where I work, places where I used to work, you know, when I used to work for Racetrack, like, man, it was regulars who would come in who would say stuff about their wives that I'm like, whoa, like, you've been married for how long? You know, that was like when I first heard the term bag. Like, he was like, I would ask him, like, hey, do you need a paper bag? He was like, no, she's at home. She's at home? I really don't get the connection, sir. You know, but I heard stuff like that. Like I said, that's a whole other thing. People have Oprah. Whoa. Nah, I ain't. They can be as open as they want to. My doors are shut. And I mean, come on, man, people be people be with the foolery for real, like, but it's an attack on the marriages, it's attack on families, it's attack on, you know, on so much, and that's why I feel it got to be spoke on. So, like I said, this is, you know, this is my first little thing, you know, my first episode going live. I'm gonna see if I can get it over to YouTube. I can get it over to YouTube. Yes, very nasty. I mean, that's one of those nasty. You know, not nasty, but that's almost like that Sean Connery nasty. It's very nasty. Yes, yes. It's despicable, as our old cartoon counterparts would say sometimes. Well, not counterparts, but yeah, I mean, it's so much. And so I want to be able to take, you know, we're going to go into different episodes and things. So like I said, that is shared. I'm going to see if I can get this converted over to a podcast, because, you know, whether it be on iTunes or, you know, any of the other platforms, you know, like I said, I'm going to try to get this over to YouTube, try to get this over to IG. Like, I'm trying to reach everybody, because it's a perspective. Everybody got opinions. Everybody has their own perspective. And some people may not care, or they may not know. And they're like, something that you thought about, let it go. But then you may come across King's Corner, you know, yours truly, and you may say, whoa, I never thought about that. Or I may have somebody on, and we all, like, being able to have somebody on, Alicia, like, that's what really get me going. That's what I can really keep going, is because when we dialogue, like, it just sparks something in me, and I'm like, hey, you know, I don't have no degree, and I may not be on it, but I'm gonna talk about it regardless, because I know too much in here, you feel me? So again, Latrice, I thank you. For everybody that's watching, everybody that shares, I thank you, I appreciate you, you know, so for the bottom of my heart. I mean, like I said, here at King's Corner, man, everybody's royalty, and I thank you. Love y'all. Salute to y'all. And, you know, I can't wait till the next episode. Man, I don't know if I'm going to set a specific time or if I'm going to just go live randomly. But that's why I like these little, you know, these videos, because it's like time machines. And you're able to go back weeks, months, years from now and pick it up as long as like these platforms keep going. You know, you'll be able to get back on them. All right. Alicia, I do thank you again. You know, for your participation, and I look forward to the next one. Make sure that, you know, if you got a notification bell, anything like that, make sure that you click it. Like I said, like, comment, share. You know, we're gonna make this, we're gonna do it big, because it got to get out there. And we're gonna talk about the things that a lot of people don't really want to talk about. And I'm gonna keep it all the way, I'm gonna keep it one straight way with you. You know, I'm going to give it to you straight talk, no chase. And, you know, I mean, we'll be able to, you know, we're going to get into everything, because a lot of it does have spiritual, you know, it has spiritual undertone. Like, it's things that's really real. And this is a real life that we're living in, too. And I believe that, you know, that it's just given to me the way that it is. And I'm going to put it back out the way that it should be. All right. Again, this is King. KEYNG, signing off.